Blog Talk Radio.
Money. I love the look of it. I love the smell of it. I love the feel of it. I love the sound of it. I'm about my money. Better have it for me. Say cash is king. Well, I'm the queen. No disrespect. You will get checked. Got your address. That's with my green. Think about my money. Ain't on that funny. They see a pretty face and then they start to dream. Don't get it twisted. I am a business. About don't never put the meat before the cheese. So you want my money, out is good money, money in these chains, it fits so clean, you spitting out it, but can you flip that, can you make it grow, I'll make the cream, put that deposit in my wallet, don't think it won't fit, I orgasm all transactions in big things, don't get it twisted, I am a business. So put your all your money where your mouth could be, please. When my weight is up, to me it's better than sad. M is for money, O is for over, N is for news, I ain't no pushover. E is for early, day of the week, Y is for yes, it's a week out of E.
M-O-N-E-Y.
We are back. Happy Thursday, all of you Nazi fucking sex monsters. You guys are here tuned in to Webcamming with Sammy and Sage, and we are going to have a fabulous freaking hour for you since we missed last week, but we just had to because I had appointments scheduled and I couldn't come play with you guys on the air. Anyway, I am Sammy Bricks, and my beautiful, beautiful co-host, Miss Sage Montana, is in the house. How you doing, sis?
What's up?
What's up, Mama Son? How you been?
Good. How you been?
I've been good, good. Actually, I feel great today. I was actually sick all freaking week. I was so mad, like, because we came back, me and the Furbmeister came back from camping last weekend. I got all dolled up on Monday, and I was ready to hop on camp. And all of a sudden, had this disgusting head cold that just hit me from nowhere.
Aww.
Yeah, it sucked balls. Are you kidding me?
I've heard a lot of people are getting sick. Like, there's some cases of, like, pneumonia going around.
Well, at least I don't have the Zika virus. I mean, that's a good thing.
Yeah.
No, hey, I feel great, though, today, because me and the Furby are... We got our freaking trailer loaded up, and we're heading from San Diego to all the way freaking Fresno at 4 o'clock in the morning for his family reunion.
Is Purdy from Fresno?
Is he what?
Is he from Fresno?
No, no, but that's where one of his aunts and cousins live, and so they just hold, they have this, like, I guess, big area that people can bring their RVs and stuff and do this. So I'm a little hesitant because I haven't met the extended family yet, so this is going to be quite interesting.
Well, I used to live in Fresno. That's so crazy.
Oh, you did? Oh, I'll have to text you. I'll have to text you where we're going. All I know is so it's almost 400 miles from San Diego up to Fresno, and with us pulling a trailer that's fully loaded, it's going to probably take us almost 8 hours just to get there.
Probably.
Yeah, I'm so not looking forward to that. That's why we're leaving at like 4 a.m. so we can miss all the hoopla up in LA. I'm just like, are you kidding?
Yeah.
It's like 4 a.m. That means I got to get up at like 2:30, and I'm not digging on that. That's not working for me.
Well, at least you can get, if you don't have to get ready, because you can get ready in your trailer.
Well, I just want to make sure I still have, well, because we pull the trailer, so I can't get ready like while we're driving. Because when I get there, I guess RSVPs, 100 people are going to be at this reunion.
OMG.
Right? I've been baking my ass off because I was told to bring a side dish and a dessert. So I've been baking for I don't know how many hours, making enough freaking dessert. These, like, I don't know what they're called. It's like some brownie recipe I found, and it's like a triple layer brownie, and I'm making sure I do at least 100 to 150 of them. So at least everybody gets one. As long as I can keep Herbie out of it, then I'll have enough by the time we get there. So what's going on with the studio? Any upcoming news that you want to share? Any yummies with the girls and whatnot?
Well, the girls were working on, me and about 5 or 6 of them are working on planning the next slumber party. So that will be something we release the date coming up. I'm thinking probably in August is when we're going to do
it. Oh, nice. Nice.
Yeah. But we're right now planning out some, you know, with my boxing gym, we do a lot of, like, we just did the autism walk, pancreatic cancer.
Right.
They just did a week for that. So we're working on finding some kind of walk that all the cam girls can do.
That's awesome.
Yeah, you know, doing something fun like that. So that's kind of what we're working on right now.
Oh, that is freaking awesome. Oh, my goodness. Congrats. That will be huge for you guys. I know it will. Girls, I mean. Girls.
Yep.
Sorry.
Have a great time. Plus, I think once I set it all up, we can do, like, a team, and then we can even have our fans donate any amount of money that they want when we do it. So that will be kind of a cool thing, too, that the guys can donate to us doing the walk.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah.
Yay. So I have a question. So are you able to advertise any of that on StreamMate? Like, or is that – because you know how strict StreamMate is on us advertising anything. Is that a positive that StreamMate sees or no?
No, well, we wouldn't want the customers to donate through StreamMate anyways. We would have them donate through the link. We would probably promote it, you know, like on our social media and stuff. And the girls could always offer their fans goodies for donating if they wanted to, but they wouldn't have to. But I don't think they say anything about it, but you know how they are. They want to make sure they're getting their money, so.
Right. Oh, that's true. That's true. Because, yeah, I guess if I was to go online and say, oh, well, you can donate to this, you know, foundation and, you know, because we've got this amazing, you know, charitable organization that we're, you know, working for. Just go onto this website. So, yeah, I could see StreamMate being dickles about that.
Yeah, and plus they want to make sure, like, if girls were having customers tip, like, just in their show, and they're like, oh, all the proceeds you give me, I'm going to donate for you, blah, blah, blah. The site can't really be 100% sure the girl's going to follow through. So,
right.
So just about being liable. It's just better for us to build a team up and
oh my gosh, speaking of, okay, I have to bring this up because you just said if the, you know, say the girls are on cam and if they advertise, you know, hey, you know, I'm doing this beautiful, say it's, you know, Walk for Cancer, you know, and all my tips that I receive, I'm going to put towards this website. You never truly know if the girl is really doing what she says. Like, you don't know. Nobody knows.
Right.
And that's
right.
Kind of like, you know, Muhammad Ali, you know, just passed, and, you know, they were saying that there were these disgusting puke assholes that were standing in line getting the free tickets to go to the memorial and fucking turn around and sold that shit. Who does that?
Yep, like, disgusting people.
Yeah, I'm like, it's so, how can you have a heart? I mean, people like that don't even exist in my book. I'm just, it was wrong, horrible. Those people out there that have done that, you're disgusting, puke, and should be fired and not even be living on this planet. That's just wrong.
Yeah, it's disgusting. Yeah.
It is. It is. And so, like, with you, you know, you got the whole boxing thing going on. So how's everybody feel about, you know, the passing of a phenomenal human that is the most amazing person ever, really, for everything he's
most
done.
Most of the kids were really upset, you know, of course. And, of course, baby daddy was really upset.
right.
So they were, when I went into the gym last night to check on things, we have a big screen TV in there, and they were just playing a bunch of his old fights all day. So they've been kind of doing that all week.
Oh, that's
so
awesome. Absolutely amazing that you guys can actually, you know, do that. I just love everything that you have going on. And I want to see the freaking gym when I'm up there in January. I want to see. I'm, like, so stoked. I'm like, me and the Bergmeister are coming by. We're going to check out the gym. I'll look at it, and I'll be like, yeah, don't get me anywhere near that. But I'll look at it. I'll go and send
it. You can totally tell there's a lot of women that come in there, but it's definitely, you can tell it's guy central.
Yeah, that would be so awesome. I would love to come check it out. It would be so cool. So everybody out there listening, we have a fabulous guest that's going to be joining us here shortly, Miss Sunny Succubus. She is a real amazing, like, beautiful person, great personality. I was lucky enough to meet her in January at the Adult Webcam Conference, and she's just a cutie pie. And she's been nominated for Best Booty for the BBW Con coming up in July. That's going to be held there in Las Vegas. But before we get to her, I'm going to go ahead and let Miss Angela do her amazing Dollhouse Radio announcements that she always does every week for us. So everybody stay tuned for about a minute and 19 seconds, and we'll be right back.
All right.
You are tuned in to Dollhouse Radio, the hottest station on the net. We are home of the indie artists. We have the hottest shows hosted by the sexiest hosts and spinning the best in indie music. Find out more about the Dollhouse Radio family by visiting us on the web at www.dollhouseradio.com. It's a new year, and Dollhouse Radio is looking for new talent to become spotlight artists. Spotlight artists receive an exclusive interview, 2 months of rotation on Dollhouse Radio, and a feature in the Indie Artist Room on the Dollhouse Radio website. Send your music submissions in to dollhouseradiomusic@gmail.com. Be sure to include your music in MP3 format, a bio or one sheet, and a photo. Only the best of the best will be selected. You can also check out our affordable promo packages available on dollhouseradio.com and get guaranteed rotation by clicking on Promo Store. Be sure to follow Dollhouse Radio on Twitter at @Dollhouse_radio. And don't miss all the tea our Hot Sugar Instagram page is serving up on the daily. Follow Hot Sugar on Instagram at IG_Hot Sugar. And now, back to your regularly scheduled programming.
Thank you, Miss Angela. You're absolutely fabulous. So, like I said, we have a guest that will be joining Miss Sage Montana and myself here in a few moments. Miss Sunny Succubus is going to be in the house.
Uh-oh. What happened? Why is Sage not coming in? What the truck just happened here at Dollhouse Radio? Don't you give me no issues. Oh, no. I swear to bejesus. This better not be happening right now. Oh, my Lanta, are you freaking kidding me? Okay, everybody, you're just going to have to listen to me gibber chat for a little bit because, Sage, if you can hear me, would you call back in? Because I don't know what the hell just happened here. But something's going on. Okay, so I am going to try and take a caller. Oh, and callers, if you're listening and you want to chime into the show, you have to make sure that you press 1. If you don't press 1, then I can't bring you into the show. So why the heck is this happening with Sage Montana? Okay, Miss Sage, if you can hear me, call back in, baby doll. Wow. Now there's 2 people that are like, Blog Talk Radio, I swear to bejesus. Really? I have a guest coming on the show, and you want to do this to me now? I'm going to have to knock your face off. Just saying. I'll do it nicely. I'll knock your face off really nice. All right, so you guys are tuned in to Webcammy with Sammy and Sage. Well, Sage, she kind of got lost. Let me see if I can find her. There she is.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, now I can. Jeez, okay. I swear to bejesus. This freaking Blog Talk, one of these days,
yeah,
I'm going to send.
Twice.
That is so. So on my side, it just had your phone number, which just kept spinning and spinning and spinning. I'm just like, don't do this to me now. I'm like, no. Like, just don't do it. No. Okay, so before Sunny calls in, I do have a question for you. We had that contest, the Memorial Day contest for On Streammate. What do you think about that contest? Or when they do contests, because I noticed and I heard from a lot of cam models, if they don't put in the hours, they don't feel that it's worth it. What's your take on that?
Well, I know how much time one of my girls that placed 11th put in, and she put in a decent amount of time and made a decent amount. I mean, she made, you know, a $200 bonus, and she was happy
right.
to get her $200. She wasn't like, oh, I put in way too much time versus what I got.
Right.
I mean, I will say that some of the girls that I saw that won, I never see them on cam.
Mm-hmm. Right.
That's the only thing that I noticed. You know, I was like, who are some of these people? But
right. Well, I did the same thing. I was on there, and I only logged in, and it was hard for me because I even texted you about the issue with my computer. It was like, shit, I can only log in on wireless, and it was the first time that I've logged in during one of their contests because, you know me, I don't need to spend that much time on cam anymore. And to be into a contest, like, I don't like to be competitive. I mean, I'm competitive, don't get me wrong. But when it comes to cam, like, me and yourself, we don't need to be competitive anymore because we have a great, you know, webcam following. And when I was on there, I was like, wow. I'm looking, who are these people? Like, I've never seen you before.
Yeah, I don't know if they just have, like, a lot of areas blocked, so they're, like, behind the wall. So unless
that's
you're logged into
exactly
the
what I was
system.
Thinking, too. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But
I'm just like, huh? Well, I
mean,
have one girl.
I'm excited that My girl placed 11th. I had a handful of girls get anywhere from $50 to $200. And actually, my one girl, she actually got a total of $300 because she placed in the first portion and the second portion.
Oh, nice.
So,
yay.
Yeah, so, yeah, she was pretty content.
So that's awesome. Well, I did
She's
speak with her model. She was?
She's actually our model this month. So go check
oh,
her
yay.
Out. It's Eric Y XXX.
Oh, my gosh. You'll have to tweet it, and then I'll retweet it so we can get people out there to go check her out.
Sure.
And then let's get her ass on the show. Let's get her on here and get her some, like some kind of voice out there so people know who she is. But I had a model that I spoke to, and she was in the top 10. She literally one day spent 11 hours on cam. 11
Ugh.
Freaking hours just so she could get in that top 10 spot. And I'm like, are you out of your mind? I'm like, don't get me wrong.
Well,
I wouldn't mind. Uh-huh.
I guess it kind of just depends on, what your end week was. A lot of these girls may have put in a lot of time during the competition and then took the rest of the week off. And if they,
right.
if they were smart, they didn't kept working the rest of the week because then that just meant you had a bigger paycheck.
Oh, my. That's so freaking smart that you just said that, because that's what a lot of these girls that do these contests, or they work really, really, really hard, like 2 days before the pay period ends. And it's like, if you had actually just spread that out throughout the week, you would work less, make more, and be happier, and your badge and ass would not be so sore. I mean,
yep.
honestly. honestly. Oh, my goodness. Okay, Miss Sunny. Oh, my gosh, right? Although some cam models do like to make it a little harder on their potential. Okay. So, Sunny, if you're out there listening to the show right now, darling, make sure that you press 1 so I know you're in the host queue and I can bring you on the air, darling. And if any of you out there would like to call in, it's 646-595-4038, and make sure you press the number 1. Otherwise, I won't be able to bring you on to the air. Once again, that's 646-595-4038. So make sure you press that number 1 so we can bring you on, you naughty sex monsters. All right, since Sunny is a little delayed at the moment, our 420 queen, that's so funny because she actually lives in California, and she likes to smoke weed. And so I have the girls, guys, whatever models we have come on, I tell them to call in at 420 Pacific Standard Time. And we were talking on the phone earlier. I said, oh, too funny. I said, you're a total pothead, and it's 420 that you have to call in. She's like, I know, I saw that. She goes, I thought that was kind of awesome. I'm like, well, just don't forget to call in at that time then. And Sunny, after 420.
She might have been partaking in some 420.
All right. Something's going on with Sunny. So the BBW Con is coming up in July. Are you going to be checking that out at all?
No.
No? It's at the same hotel.
I thought.
I was like, yeah, it's at the same hotel. And I think it's their second year, I believe. I believe it's their second year because I was going on and looking at models that they had. Because, I'm always in search of different models to bring onto the show. And so I was like, oh, let me go on there and check out and see, how many models. And then I saw that they were at the same hotel. I was like, oh, it's in July. Like, that would be perfect. Because I would love to go just to be nosy, because that's me, and see what's going on.
Yeah.
Because I'm just that girl. I'm just like, oh, let me put my nose in there and see what's going on. I like to be a nosy little bitch.
Oh, yeah, I came down, I feel with you, but.
I know, right? I wish I could, but
honestly,
we're
to be honest and say, I didn't really hear about it till recently.
Yeah.
It's not really promoted the way that other stuff is out here.
Right? Right? Yeah, that's what I noticed, too. I'm like, yeah, I haven't seen too much about it. It's like, you got to really promote that stuff in order to get it out there and find
like
the people.
With the BBWs, that group, it's like they only promote to their own group. Whereas, like, the other CAM conventions, they have such a variety of people coming that they're promoting
right.
to a bigger, you know, bigger audience. Where the BBWs, it's just BBWs. So it's, like, super small.
Right. And it's like they would actually get more access to the community of the CAM and the porn industry if they would really open up their variety. Oh, my goodness. We got our Sunny on the line.
All right.
There is Sunny. How are you, darling?
Hi. How are you?
Fabulous,
I'm good.
Sunny. Good. So, Sunny, I have Sage with us. I don't know if you guys actually got to meet in Vegas. I don't remember because I was so busy running around like a chicken with my head cut off.
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe. Probably. I mean, we're all in the same place for a while.
I know, right? For a little while we were. Yeah, so I didn't remember if you guys had the chance to meet. So, everybody, we have on the line with us Miss Sunny Succubus. She's absolutely cute and adorable. Like, she's so... You're so cute. You were just like, oh, let me come up and hug you. You were just like the cutest thing. Loved it.
I just want to be by your boobs.
Oh, my gosh, they're better now, so wait till next year.
Oh, man. I just want to see them up close.
Okay, then you definitely did not go up and hug Sage because, oh, boy. You would remember.
I wouldn't know what to do.
You wouldn't. You would just like stand there and probably look at them and say, oh my Lord, let me just plant my face between those puppies.
Motorboats all day.
No, you can motorboat for weeks on Sage's titties. I'm just saying. Seriously. They're ginormous.
So,
they're like
me, I'm the other end, the best butt combination. So exciting.
Oh, you got a nice, voluptuous ass, though. So that
excited.
Makes up.
Yeah.
That makes up for. Hell yeah. So, Sunny, you are, you know, like I said, fabulous. Your personality is great. And, you know, you've been webcamming for, you know, almost about a year now. What do you enjoy about webcamming versus a regular job?
Honestly, I like the attention, really. I love to go and feel just beautiful. Like, I've never felt so confident from before when I started, webcamming. And then I just
Isn't it crazy?
Seen, like, yeah, it's so crazy how there's so many different varieties of everybody out there, and everybody has such different tastes and is into so many different things. I just have learned so much, and it's been really fun and exciting. I've learned crazy things that I never even knew about. So
where are you?
Right?
What website are you on?
I'm sorry?
What website are you on?
I'm on cams.com and Adult Friend Finder, and I just started on iMLive.
Okay. How do you like it?
I really like cams or iMLive. I really like iMLive. I really like iMLive because it's got access to your phone. You can do a lot more with it, I think, than cams. I haven't got to play with it too much, but from what I've heard, it's been really good, and it's won tons of awards at AWA, so.
Right?
So it's got tons of good reviews and stuff.
Well, so with you, you know, you're new into the cam world, and you're also going to school, which is absolutely amazing, and you're a mom. Like, you're so freaking busy. How do you find time to do all this?
I really
know between.
I really just have to push myself. I do a lot. I go to school. School takes a lot of energy for me because I'm trying to do my best. I have to get straight A's so I could be valedictorian. So it takes a lot of effort.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So I have a I have a 4.0 right now, and I've just been working on that. And
oh my gosh!
Yeah.
Congrats, Steph.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank
and
you.
And you
yeah.
have some little sweets. Wait a second.
Yeah.
You get your little smoky wokey on, and you've got a 4.0.
I smoke all day long. Cool. I got a 4.0. I figure if I study high, take the test high, then I'll get high scores, you know? So.
So all you 420 haters out there, stick a dildo in your ass and shut the fuck up.
That's right. Yeah, don't hate masturbate.
Oh, my gosh. Oh,
no,
my gosh. So
yeah, I'm really into school. I'm a huge nerd.
Well, what is your goal with going to school? Because, you know, webcam for, you know, most of us, like Sage and myself, we've turned it into a career. That's what we do.
Yeah.
But with, you know, younger girls such as yourself, because you're way younger than me, you know, you're going to school full-time, and you're working, and you're webcamming. What's your goal with everything that you're doing?
Well, I really like using webcamming. It helps me out a lot with school because it's so flexible. You know, you can get on whenever, literally whenever you want. Mm-hmm. And so that's what really has helped me and just work with my schedule whenever I have time. Because I get out of school late. I get out of school like 11 o'clock at night. So I go home and I'll get on cams then.
Perfect.
So I use it to help me, you know, pay for things here and there that I need. And in the end, when I graduate, I want to be an architect or drafting designer. So,
oh my gosh.
I just use all my jobs. Mm-hmm. I just use all my jobs to work towards that goal.
I think you pretty much teach everybody that there's a lot more to cam girls than just our pussies and our assholes.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Right?
Hey, I just use what I got to get where I got to be. And
exactly.
Online is so much fun.
It's safe. It's safe for you to be online and doing what you're doing.
Yeah, it's so much better, and it's, you know, discreet to an extent, and I it's real private. I can keep it, you know, people don't know in my real life about what I do. And
they don't.
They're just all, oh, no. I mean, some people do, but for the most part, no, it's just my big, fat secret. And that's why it's so much fun, because it's like, I'm being this dirty girl, and nobody knows. Everyone thinks I'm just at home.
That is too funny. Oh, my goodness. Too funny.
Yeah.
So what is, like, well, do your parents know what you do, or?
Oh, God, no.
Oh, my gosh.
No.
They don't at all. What would happen if they found out?
What do they think you need to survive?
Well, if they find out, then I really don't care, but I'm just not going to go volunteer the information. But it's cool. I mean, they're not helping me through college, so I'm just, you know, this is what I'm doing, and they, you know, can have their own opinion, but I'm grown.
There you go.
Nice.
I live on my own. I pay my own bills, you know?
Oh, yeah. There you go. Bitches out there that are living on welfare,
right.
Guess what? Buy a webcam.
It's independent.
We take care of ourselves.
Yep.
Just saying. I'm not putting down women on welfare at all, because when I was 19 years old, I actually had to stand in that line. So I'm not downing on anybody that has to use assistance.
Hey.
You only use
you know what?
When
I use
you need
assistance.
To.
Yep, I use assistance, but it helps me with my loans through school. And when I get good grades, I get better loans. And let me tell you because I'm low income. I got $10,000 scholarship for school, so that's money that I don't have to pay back. And I'm doing what I'm supposed to do, you know? I'm not going to school.
Yeah, but you're
just
doing
barely
something.
By. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
I'm not just doing the bare minimum.
Exactly. So. You're like, oh, my gosh, I'm excited for you. It's going to be awesome to hear when you graduate.
Yeah,
that
I'm excited too.
So cool. Yay. Oh, my gosh.
I have some internships I'm going to be starting this quarter.
Oh,
I don't
my
know
gosh,
where
that's
yet.
Awesome.
Yeah, I don't know
yeah.
where yet, but we'll see. I kind of have my choice because of my grades, you know.
Cool. That is so I'm so happy for you. Yay.
Thank you.
Awesome.
It is awesome because there's so many times, and Sage knows this, there's so many cam models out there that just do the cam modeling, and they don't even look at a future, because when it comes to webcamming, there's an end.
to webcamming. Mm-hmm. When you get to a certain age and you look a certain way, you need to just turn your camera off. Like, seriously.
Well, I mean, I don't know. I don't think maybe it's so much that, but I think it might be just that the same person, people, you know, might get old. Not old physically, like their age, but old people get tired of seeing them maybe in webcamming. You know, it's
mm-hmm.
like kind of like you go somewhere with it into porn or wherever you want to go into movies. You do something with it. I think it's like a more of a platform than a career. I mean, that's how I look at it anyway. I mean, sure, you can make it just a job. I mean, I don't ever plan on really stopping because why not? I get to go on these trips. I get to go on these conventions. They're so much fun. We meet all these fun people. Like, I mean, look, I met you guys, and now I'm on the radio. How awesome is that? And I never would have been able to do that if I didn't, you know, go and try those things.
And that's huge. And it really, really is huge for girls and, you know, guys out there listening, that when it does come to webcamming, there's so much exposure that you can bring to yourself when you actually venture outside of just the room that you're working in. When you
okay.
attend these conventions, because everybody knows webcamming is the new porn, and if you really want to get your face out there and you go to a couple of these conventions here and there, it is
right.
not only fun for us because we get to meet people that we
yeah.
never thought that we would ever yeah, right, and party and have fun and, like, get your drink on. And,
mm-hmm,
Sage,
right.
you're getting your drink on in January this time.
Oh.
Yeah,
this time? You didn't last time? That's, oh, man.
No, Sage couldn't because she was breastfeeding. She was
oh.
breastfeeding,
oh,
so
okay.
she couldn't. Yeah, right. We didn't want to get the baby drunk. So.
Oh, no.
I had just had a baby in December, so the baby was barely
oh,
2 weeks.
Oh, wow. Oh,
yeah.
man.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, okay, you get
right.
a cost next time. But the next time, you have to go hard. Next
I'm
time, you have to drink double.
Okay, fair enough.
Oh, my God. Every time before, because Sage and I, we've always done the AVN, and so we'd always go get our drink on, have dinner, you know. I always got my drink on a little more than Sage, but we get our drink on and have fun. But this time coming up in January, oh, yeah, it's on, sister. It's on, like Donkey
yeah.
Kong.
That's exciting. I'm excited for AWA. There's a lot
oh
of things coming up.
There are. What do you have going on with you? What do you have going on? What's all the, you know, upcoming stuff that you want to share with everybody?
Well, BBWCon's coming up in July on the 22nd through the 24th. I heard about it actually when I was in Vegas for AWA, and I was like, oh, my God, I have to go here. This is, like, for me. And so then I started talking about it in my cams, and I started talking to my fans and stuff about it, and then I was talking about nomination, and so they just started nominating me, and they would tell me, oh, I nominated you for all the categories, and I was laughing because there's some categories it's like I totally don't qualify for, but okay. And so they were like, oh, I just put you for everything, and so then I get a tweet that I was actually nominated for an award, and it was for Best Butt, so I was super excited about that, and I didn't expect
Yay.
It really to happen. Because I had just found out about it, and then all of a sudden I was nominated. So
I think
Yay.
That the AWA needs to have a Best Butt.
I think I was just so excited about it. Everyone got excited, too.
Well,
Sage. But yeah, it's a BBW con
yeah.
because. Go ahead.
Oh, go ahead, Sunny.
Oh, because I had gone to Fetish Con last year in Florida, and it was so much fun. But I honestly, I felt a little like. Out of place because everybody's so like picture perfect, you know, a lot of people there, majority of people were just like, just these chiseled bodies. And I was like, I feel so comfortable.
Right.
And then I found out about BBWCon, and I was like, oh man, that's going to be something that I would just feel in
mm-hmm.
my zone about and just comfortable. And everybody, I think they might be less judgmental, you know?
Well, that's
like, yeah.
like with the AWA,
yeah.
it's the same thing. It's like we, and that was the whole point. It's like it's not about these picture-perfect, you know, drop-dead gorgeous, you know, cam models. It is open to every cam model that feels comfortable with themselves, and that's what we wanted, and that's what, I mean, seriously, I'm not a freaking skinny mini by no means. I am a curvy
yeah.
bitch. And I'm going to say a curvy bitch just because that's what I like. I like to eat. I'm sorry. I like to eat.
Pretty
I like
good.
To cook.
Right? And if people want me to go back to a size 5 when I first started webcamming, it's not going to happen. It ain't going to happen because it's not going to work
for me. There's
too
many delicious foods that exist.
Right? And I'm a total foodie and a chef, so yeah, that's not going to work at all.
Yeah.
But I get the whole, I get exactly what you're saying, because the first time I went to a convention, and I was a size 5 when I went to the convention, and I'm walking around in these little tiny booty shorts and a little half shirt, and I'm looking all cute and fit, and I felt completely out of place, and was I felt really just, like, not in my own skin. I was like, oh, my gosh, I'm fat compared to some of these girls that are here. And I completely wasn't. When I went back and looked at pictures, I was like, oh, my God, no, I wasn't. But it's like, I feel the same way when I go and do shows. I mean, now I've learned that it doesn't really matter what you look like. It's about what you think about yourself. But it's one of those things. When you go to a convention and all they have are those chiseled models and, you know, people that are there, it really does kind of make you feel like, wow, why did I spend my money to come here when this is what they're, you know, portraying and this is what they want? It's like,
A lot of the people were really cool. It was actually just really an experience that I had with one of, because, you know, these things, people book shoes, they network, they do work together while they have, well, everyone's in one place. So that's pretty much, you know, what everybody was doing. And I had went with Samantha Hayes because she was doing a shoot, and I kind of just went with her, you know, and I was so new. I was like 3 months into camming at the time, so I didn't know anything. And so I was just, you know, going with the flow, and I was, you know, under the impression that we were there to work and we were there to, you know, network and do shoots if we had the chance. So I was doing that, and I got this one guy who was making comments, you know, kind of under his breath saying, oh, I've never dealt with a girl such as big as her, like as if I'm really so big. And I was like, okay, that was what really it wasn't really the convention itself. It was like that experience. And so then, you know, when I heard about BWCon, I thought, I got to go to this and check this out.
Wow, because you're not even big. Like, you're not even big.
Yeah, that's what I thought. I was like, I'm not as big as, you know, I could be.
Wow. See, that's what people just need to shut the fuck up.
It was just a business, like a bad business person, and it was just a bad experience and first experience, you know, kind of thing. So it was pretty, but I just learned from it, you know. I learned to not take it personal, and just how you said, everybody has their own taste, and what one person thinks is ugly, another person thinks is freaking beautiful. So, I mean, I just don't really care.
Everybody,
you know,
attend,
just move on.
Oh my gosh. You know, you just like totally hit the nail on the head. What one person thinks is somebody else's forte, because when it comes to webcamming, you have no idea. The guys and girls that are sitting in our chat room, you have no clue as to what they really like. They might think in their mind, oh my gosh, I really love this size 5 over here. But when they go in and they see somebody that they really connect with, they could be, you know, a size 12, a size 14, and they don't even realize it. And they're like, wow, I connected with this person. And that's when it comes to webcamming, it is open to everybody. Go ahead.
Yeah, it just lets everybody have a connection. It gives everybody kind of like a way to be yourself without being judged, and not having that face to face sometimes is better for people who are self-conscious. I think it gives you confidence for sure.
Oh, definitely. Definitely. So when it comes to you webcamming, do you want to, once you're done graduating, keep on with your webcamming?
I think I will, just because it's so much fun, and I want to be able to go to the conventions and to the parties, and I want to still, like, kind of be – I love being in the mix. It's so much fun. I mean, it's some of my best memories already, and I have, you know, stuff from everything hidden away so nobody finds it. But I've got treasures that I brought home and stuff. And I look at and think, oh my gosh, I never could have thought, I would have never been here. You know, I went to the the AWA, I never thought I would be at a webcam award sitting there at the banquet, you know. I never thought I would do any of those things. So I think it's a part of me, and I don't think I don't think I could let it go.
No, you can't. You know? It's too hard to let it go.
I think it's something, and it's just a confidence booster, if anything. You know, if I'm having a bad day, I'll get myself dressed and get myself ready, and I'll go online, and in 10 minutes, I feel, like, beautiful again and, like, nothing's wrong, and I can handle it, you know. You ever had those days?
Oh, my gosh. Do I have those days?
You know, where you're stressed out. I'm like, man.
See, we have those days. We have those. I'm so not feeling beautiful today. And then literally you get online and bam, 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 bam. You've got all these guys.
Oh, what about you, Sage? Give me your insight on that.
One thing I noticed is, like, on the days that I feel more self-conscious about something is the day that I end up making, like, the most amount of money.
Right.
Like, more.
They're like, oh, you're beautiful. Uh-huh.
And and it is such an ego boost. And when I first started camming, I was a whole lot smaller. And then I got sick and I got bigger and then I had a baby and, you know, life happens. And one of my customers told me that the only people who talk bad about a female getting bigger are the people who aren't equipped to handle you. So anyone who doesn't like big women, it's because they're just not equipped.
That's right.
Or they're just pissed off cam models.
Just snap them.
Yeah, it's like, seriously, or it's just other webcam models that want to talk shit. It really, truly is. And which
I don't like that. Yeah. I don't like that. I don't think that models, like, there should be drama or there should be people talking bad. That's what I love about Midnight Muses, because we are all so, there's about 7 girls, and we're all so close through Skyping and Twittering and smoking. Like, we have Skype sessions where we smoke, you know, and none of us judge each other. We're all different types. We're all completely different, you know, categories, and we all just get along. And we don't judge each other. We put each other up. When we do awards with our studio, model of the month, and you know, when someone wins, we all congratulate each other. Like, I think that it should be like that. I don't think that jealousy and stuff needs to be involved, because it looks ugly, I think, too. And fans don't like that, you know.
I was referring to cam models that come into your actual live cam show. Like, not models that work with you, but, like, with Sage and I, you know, on StreamMate, we have cam models that come in and watch us all the time. It happens. When you're a known model on the website that you work on, it's like you get haters that are cam models. And we've had to deal with that. And have you had to deal with that in your, like, when you go on cam, like, have you ever noticed if it was a maybe webcam model coming in and flipping you shit that shouldn't?
I don't think so. I don't think, and if there has, then I haven't noticed. I mean, I'm sure that there's, like, people, models out there that have come in my room, because I do see, you can tell, you know, I guess when other models are in the room, and I do see that, but I don't think I've ever had anybody, like, tell me anything, or I find out anybody's writing about me or anything like that. I don't think I give anyone a reason to.
Oh, my gosh.
I think I just do my own thing.
Okay, that's awesome, because, Sage, we need to, like, and I brought this up before, we need to have a notification when a cam model comes into the chat room.
I agree.
Yeah.
Seriously.
I think it does on cams.com. I think it does change, like, their models are a different color. And then
But they don't do that on our site.
I've seen models make, I don't know if it was models or maybe like fake profiles, but they'll go under a guest and they'll come and try and troll. But I really think that those are fans. I don't think those are other models. I think they are not fans, but like trolls, you know, kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
These guys are bored with their lives. They're so bored with their lives, and they just come in and just start talking crap, and they don't even fight with you sometimes. They'll fight with the other people in the room. They'll talk crap to them. And I'm like, oh, my God. Why are you bored? Like, are you that bored?
Funny.
But I think that's the only thing. But I don't, as far as other models, I don't really think that I've had that issue.
The site that Sage and I are on, they don't have that option to where we know –
Like, I know on MindFree webcams that if you're a model and you're logged in and they know when you're a model, if you log into your account, they know if you are, and the live cam models can actually block you from going in and chatting with them. And I actually love when cam models come in and chat with me, just because of the fact that I like to talk to them, and then also it gives me a chance to have them come on the show to talk with Sage and myself. But
yeah, it's that connection, that network.
Yeah, yeah, and I love that. But you do get the dick face cam models that want to come in and talk shit and say, oh, my God, you know, this and that. You look like shit, and your eyelash looks a little crooked, and, you know, all that.
I think that just shows on them. Like, that just looks down on them.
It is.
And and they're taking the time to go and, like, go and attack somebody online pretty much, and they're pretty much being as bad as the fans that troll, so...
right.
They could be making their own money, and instead they're probably pushing their fans away who don't like that kind of thing, you know?
Yep.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Cyberbullying. Cyberbullying is lame.
Oh, my gosh, Sage. She's a smart cam model. She's only been doing this just under a year, and she already knows. Like.
Yep. I'm impressed.
Yeah,
hey,
she
I'm
knows
college, so.
The do's and the don'ts.
I learn these things. It's my job to know.
I'm impressed with a lot of times new models, that's what they struggle with, because other models do tend to be a little bit hard and on new models. So I think it's awesome that, you know, you just are very like, hey, this is me, this is what I do, and you don't really be bothered by it. And I think that's really awesome.
Thanks. And I just, you know, I think that, like I said, there's people out there that will like me, and if they don't, then forget them. I don't need them. They're not losing any sleep.
Yeah, right? Oh, my goodness.
And, you know, go ahead and bring negative attention. I'll get money from that, too, somehow.
Oh, my gosh. See, Sage, we say that all the time. The more people hate the more cam models hate on us, it brings us more friggin' company and attention. So bring
and
on
what's
haters.
Funny,
we love it.
What's funny is that you'll get their fans, because they'll be like, this
girl's
acting childish. I'm going to go see what they're hating on. Obviously, they're hating on this girl. Because she has something that they don't.
Yeah.
It'll backfire for sure.
So I have, so Sunny, do you work in an actual physical studio, or are you a virtual studio where you work from home and just log in?
Well, are you talking about Midnight Music Studios? Ty, he's our manager. He just pretty much just organizes everything for us and takes care of all the things that we would be confused about because we're models. And sometimes
But do you webcam from home, or do you go into an actual physical studio?
Yeah, Midnight Moon Studio, they're in Ohio, and I'm in California. So I'm just at home, and I just check in with the studio and things like that.
Gotcha. Okay, that's how I am. I'm a virtual studio.
I'm the only West Coast model, really. I'm from Midnight Muse. I'm the closest over here to Vegas.
Yeah. See, I'm in Cali too. What part of Cali are you in?
I'm in Central Cali.
Oh well, we're gonna have to talk. We'll talk outside of here.
Are you like in? SoCal?
I'm down in San Diego.
Oh wow. Okay. I go to Long Beach a lot, so that'd be cool. That's good to know.
See? We could totally have lunch and drinks, sister.
Yeah. Drinks for sure.
All right, Miss Sage Montana. Do you have any more questions for beautiful Sunny?
No, other than you're going to be here this coming January for sure, right?
Right. I'm pretty sure that we're going as a studio. I'm pretty confident on that. And then I'll be in Vegas in July. I'm planning on FetCon in August. I'm not sure if you guys were going to go to that.
To which
But we're planning on FetishCon.
No.
And that's in, where's that one at?
It's in Florida.
Oh,
and,
no.
Yeah.
Yeah, I won't be able to do that one. That's, like, too far down, and I got so much going on.
I wouldn't mind trying to do FetishCon, but yeah, no, too much for me to do that one.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness, we lost her. Ah, Miss Sunny, call back real quick because we're about to end the show. Oh my, you know what, Sage? What I do find amazing is how many cam models do not realize that they don't have to be in a physical studio to work for a really good studio.
Yeah, you don't.
Yeah.
There's a lot of good studios out there.
Hello?
Yeah. Okay, there
Hi,
you
sorry.
Are.
Sorry
That's
about that.
Okay. It was probably your nice round booty that hit the call button.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Booty call. Yeah,
oh,
I put the phone
call.
On my butt. It's like, nominate me for next year.
Nominate my booty, bitches. Oh, my goodness. Well, we're coming up to the end of the show, ladies. And, Sunny, you are absolutely amazing, fabulous. Your personality is so great and sweet. Like, you're a really true, kind person. And you're not only just a webcam model, but you're very smart because you've only been doing this for under a year. And when it comes to cam models doing this for their first year, some of them, I'd say like 65 to 70% of them, they just don't get it and they don't realize how to work it. And you've brought up some good points, you know, that you've shared over the air for other cam models. And I want all the guys and girls out there to know where to find you. So give me your shout outs, all your webcam links, your social media,
okay.
Everything that you want to share, give it to me, sister.
Well, my Twitter is Sunny Succubus. My cams is cams.com/Sunny Succubus. You can find me in Midnight Music Studios. I wanted to shout out my girl Zora. She's my trainer, so she's helped me with everything that I've done. So she's going to be helping me with a lot coming up for all these conventions, and I think she's actually going with me to BBWCon. So gotta tag her too, and her Twitter, Zora Stone. I'm live, Sunny Succubus. Just Google Sunny Succubus, and I'm the only one, there's only one of me, so.
Right, and make sure that you follow her Twitter correctly. It's @Sunny_Succubus.
Oh, right, underscore. So, I always forget about
yeah.
that one.
I know, don't worry. It took me forever because my webcam link has an underscore, and it threw me out for the first, like, year and a half. I was like, what the fuck, an underscore? Who puts an underscore in my cam link? Like, who does that? Who does that?
That's funny.
Oh, my goodness.
All right. Well,
so
thank you so much. It was really fun.
No, thank you, Dollface. And say,
yeah,
Montana, give me your shout-out, you beautiful, voluptuous woman.
All right, guys, you can follow me on Twitter @SageMontana1 or on Instagram @SageInVegas. You can also watch my live cam shows at SageMontanaXXX.CamModels.com. Get text messages and dirty pictures to your cell phones through DreamLover.com/SageMontana. And a special shout-out to my model of the month, Sierra Sky XXX. Go check her out. She's amazing.
Whoop, 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 whoop. And then, of course, you guys can follow me on Twitter @SammyBrooks69. And then also catch me live on my webcam @Sammy_Brooks.CamModels.com. And also make sure that you are following @AdultCamAwards, @AdultCamNews, and @CamModelForums. We are going to be opening up the nominations for the Adult Webcam Awards coming up here in August. So make sure you guys all stay tuned for that. And make sure you follow Dollhouse Radio because, you know, without Dollhouse Radio, it's @Dollhouse_radio. You wouldn't have Sage, myself, and all these beautiful cam models coming on the show talking about how we like to fuck ourselves. Damn it. So everybody, go out, grab a toy, grab some lube, and go fuck yourselves. On that note, girls, love you. I will see you in January. And have a fabulous evening. I'm going to get ready for my freaking trip in the morning, leaving at 4 a.m. Thank God I have Bailey's and coffee.
All right.
Girls,
I'll have some for you.
Bye. Love you, girls. Have a fabulous evening.
Thanks,
bye.
Sammy, bye.
Bye, honey. Thank you. Bye, Sage Montana. I love you, babe.
Something is never good. Ain't nothing wrong with being bad. They just jealous of what we have. I call it misunderstood. Won't gamble on us, but you can bet I do it big like the games go from Bed-Stuy. Only need what you're giving, the rest, my. Ain't too proud to beg, that's word the left eye. All alone with a nightcap. With me on the phone, having night chat. Always on the road, but I'll be right back. To put it on you, though, I know you like that.
I like it.